Nolte, Study Links Woke Attitudes to Anxiety, Depression, Unhappiness. By John Nolte on March 18, 2024. A major scientific study in Finland found heightened instances of anxiety, depression and unhappiness among the woketards. And you thought there would be no good news today. The study uses the term woke in the same way most of us do, as shorthand for a particular orientation towards social justice, often associated with concepts like intersectionality and anti-racism. Nearly 6,000 participants were studied. The first 851 came from a Finnish university. The remaining 5,000 were chosen from the public at large with the help of Finland's largest newspaper using a critical social justice attitude scale that asked respondents questions like: microaggressions should be challenged often and actively. If white people have on average a higher level of income than black people, it is because of racism. Only colonizer women shave their legs. I made that last one up. To normal people, the results weren't anything close to surprising. First, one of the central revelations of the study was that critical social justice attitudes are not as widespread in Finland as might be inferred from public and media discussions. What? You mean the media here and abroad is trying to gaslight normal people into believing they are in the minority? Second, 3 out of 5 women view woke ideas positively, but only 1 out of 7 men. Yes, fellas, white women are crazy everywhere. Finally, the good stuff. An intriguing aspect of the study was its exploration of the relationship between critical social justice and mental well-being. Laitinen found a correlation between higher agreement with critical social justice attitudes and increased reports of anxiety and depression. Agreement with the statement, if white people have on average a higher income than black people, it is because of racism, exhibited the largest positive correlation with anxiety and depression, and the largest negative correlation with happiness. Does this surprise anyone with even a basic understanding of human nature? Of course these crybullies are miserable. Those woketards who are not mentally ill are babies constantly on guard for offense and wrongdoing. Trust me, that is no way to live. The key to happiness is appreciating what you have and making peace with what you can't change. It really is that simple. Anyone who lives any other way is allowing what they don't have and what they can't control to control them and their emotions. Can you imagine how miserable the woke Gestapo are as they watch the rest of us enjoy our lives unconcerned with pronouns, microaggressions, recycling, which is this, skin color, and whether or not we're listening to Def Leppard and tossing our empties on colonized land? You see, I hate to admit it, but that's something I take pleasure from, their misery. Hall monitors deserve to be miserable. Little Mr. and Mrs. Bossy Pants should be unhappy. These people don't bother me in the least. Why? Because I long ago figured out what I mentioned above. That the key to happiness is appreciating what I have and not worrying about what I can't control. I can't control the woke Gestapo, so when I'm not deliberately violating their edicts, laughing at them, or ignoring them, I'm enjoying their abject, self-inflicted misery. Fascists should be unhappy. Don't you think? John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.